The Democratic Party of Wisconsin's American Indian Caucus says it's collecting affidavits from residents of the Menominee Indian Reservation. Caucus Chair Diana Miller says they've heard that recently a non-Indian woman was at gas stations in Kashina and Neopit, urging locals to sign a petition.
She was telling people that as they were trying to get gas, that if they wanted to help the Dems to sign this petition. Nobody bothered to read the petition, and we are, by and large, overwhelmingly Democrat up there, and they just signed the paper. I was alerted to this, and I made a few phone calls to some of these individuals on the list, and they were not aware that this petition was to specifically recall our Democratic Senator, Jim Holprin.
The recall effort went on to submit more than 23,000 signatures to the Government Accountability Board, enough to order a recall election against Holprin. Kim Simic is with the recall committee. She says she's not heard of anyone being misled on the petition effort until now.
Now, if some people were misled, then I guess it would be good for them to sign the affidavit, and I would be contacting them directly to ask. I'd like to know who the circulators were. I would talk to them. But I right now find it very hard to believe that 400 people were misled.
Simic says even if the Menominee Reservation is one of the bluest parts of the state, there were Democrats upset with Holprin and other senators for leaving Wisconsin to prevent a vote on the governor's collective bargaining bill. Even if all 400 signatures were tossed out, it wouldn't stop the recall election against Holprin. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.